DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back. If you just joined us, where were you? Live at 12:05. That's when we start, right here from the Odyssey Good Life studio. On the phone with me is Pauline Perry, a force of nature, a force of chefdom in the kitchen, and more importantly, a talented businesswoman, and now an author. She's done two books. The latest is My Culinary Love Story. You can find links at goodlifeguy.com, but I encourage you to find Pauline Perry, P-A-R-R-Y, on Facebook. You can also go to her website, links again, all at Good Life Guy, PaulinePerry.net. And she's got a blog there. And if you want to learn about the catering business, if you're listening online and you live in Los Angeles, goodgraciousevents.com. And her daughter, Joanne Parnell is the president, after her mom is the founder and CEO. And she has turned into quite the culinary force as well. Pauline, let's talk about leaving England. You and Dennis are together. This must have been a pretty big step for you both.
It was a huge step. And, I sometimes if I think too much, I won't do anything in life. I loved him a lot. And we just thought the adventure would just be fabulous for us. And to start life in America just seemed a very exciting way to begin our love life together. Wow. And actually, that was 42 years ago. And believe it or not, we're still married. I do believe still in love.
I admire that. You get to L.A., one of the biggest chaotic cities in our country. Yeah. And, I mean, I just can't imagine those first months getting started and deciding to do the event and do Good Gracious and get this stuff going. Tell us about the beginnings.
I wish I could take full credit for that. But what happened truly, Guy, was I was in LA and had two children. We met a lot of fine people through the children in the school. And it was through those people that we met. I could not work initially because of permitting, permits or, whatever. And so I actually did a lot of entertaining with those few people that I knew, and we spent time together. And then one day they looked up to me and said, Pauline, you should truly start your own catering company. You are so good at this. The food that you cook for is just fabulous. And I looked at them. I said, you know what? There's cooking for fun and there's cooking for money. I said, I'm not sure I'm skilled enough to be able to do it for money because I was never trained as a chef. And they said, Pauline, you've got to do this. And I said, okay. And with that, I literally went out, got myself a business card and called myself a caterer. And I put some menus together. And actually at the school, I became headroom mother at the school. And I would have to do for PTA meetings, et cetera, ask people to make cookies or brownies or something for the meetings. And that became very tedious to me. And in the end, I found myself just making it myself. And people were saying, gosh, you made this tonight. This is fabulous, blah, 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 blah. And really, it was at the school And the school then asked me to do their annual tournament for 300 people. And I never even had a commercial kitchen at that time. And I did it. And that's really how it all started, really through the influence of the American entrepreneurial spirit. And that's really how I started.
Wow. And to be a caterer in Los Angeles.
It's no easy task.
That's putting it mildly, I'm sure. And the competition must be stiff. Obviously, you did well. And, you know, when I look at Good Gracious About Us and it opens up in the Who We Are section, there you are on a stainless steel table and your staff is having a flower fight behind you.
I know. So how we got to A to B, I must admit, you know, and, you know, it's obviously whatever I want to go into, I like to be successful at. I love to enjoy. I have the passion at. And so when that started after that first tennis tournament, it was a tennis tournament, and it proved to be truly successful. And then the people at the school, they would say to me, oh, you know, I've got sisters and the office manager, et cetera. You know, can you do their cocktail party and this and that? And within a year, I found myself getting a commercial kitchen. And that's how it started. And yes, was it easy? But I did have, I suppose it was a lucky break, or I was asked to go and speak at a conference. And it was a conference for caterers and event planners, etc. And I became a center stage speaker for them, really on presentation of food and innovation and how to present and obviously you know, how I came up with, you know, planning parties with themes and food. And that really gave me some recognition in the world or in my city. And from there, you know, I just bounced forward very solidly. And I honestly, to this day, I like to think I'm not actually the biggest, but I am the best. And I actually based my business model off of having a really solid foundation of team members, and we can do dinners for 10, but at the same time, I can do an event for 5,000 because of gaining the experience and knowledge of what it takes to work in an off-premise situation.
Wow.
And to produce food, I like to think, restaurant quality, for want of a better word. And, you know, to catering to being in a restaurant are two different beasts, that's for sure.
Oh, my God.
But I'm very proud. You know, I didn't do it alone. I have my daughter, who we've worked together now for 20-plus years. Even my, you know, executive chef, she's been with me since day one. And I just feel, as a solid team, we gained our reputation. We became award-winning, and I'm so proud of that. But just like I said, I did not do it alone. I just led them. And we still have a solid name to this day in Los Angeles and actually throughout the country. Do you want a quick little story of that? I just needed to know through my career. You know, I was asked by a client one time to say, Pauline, do you want to go to Monaco to do a party? And I said, Monaco, Woodland Hills? Yeah, I think I could possibly do that. And she said, Monaco, I said, you know, the French think that they invented food. Why would you take me? You know, this British girl happens to be in LA. And she said, Pauline, the difference would be you would do what we need to do and they would do what they want to do. So that's why we're taking you. And I went, oh, really?
Wow.
And you know what? She was right, actually.
Yeah.
They are setting their ways for what they want to do culinary-wise. And she wanted me to bring in the spirit of fusion foods, excitement, make sure my presentations were on the edge and trendy. And that's really why she took me. And we actually did it for 3 years in a row. So on the harbor in Monte Carlo. So we have had those experiences on the way, which is, you know, which I love. And we've kept that, you know, that model of really our business is based on referral and repeat clientele. And that's really how it all grew. And I have the passion for it. I still love it to this day. And I still, you know, people come to us for the challenges of what they have to do. and which becomes my challenge, which keeps us on the cutting edge of what we do in food, hospitality, and beverage service.
Wow. You know, it's...
And by the way, I can cook. I can cook.
Well, I hope, because I look at some of these recipes. You know, I'm looking at the Hunter stew, the lobster soup, just a couple. Needless to say, in the first chapter, when we talk about garlic bread and lamb, and you've got the recipes for all those, it just makes it so much more fun. Beautiful drawings with each of the recipes, and what a great deal. I can't imagine, you know, doing a Los Angeles event for multiple hundreds of people and having to schlep all the food and the amount of labor it takes. And then you did that in Monaco too. You are a wild woman.
A wild woman, right. You know, and, you know, like you said, I never trained to be a chef. I'm self-taught. And, you know, people sort of see me now as a little, you know, the head of the company and not really doing the back of the company. But I'm still the menu planner. I'm still there cooking. I still know what we want. And I say to them, I was full-time in that kitchen, you know, for 16 years. And I would go and meet clients with chocolate under my nails and flour dots on my face, you know. And say, so I got my chef jacket on. I'm sorry, I just come from an event, you know, and then preparing the next job. So, you know, the journey has been exciting. And its growth has been great. And again, its growth, you know, up to a point, I did limit it because there were some jobs that I just didn't want to go into and just to do generic stuff. So what we do is pretty special. And that's what keeps my love and passion for the job exciting.
Brilliant. Well, we're talking about My Culinary Love Story by my guest, Pauline Parry. You can get one. Amazon's got it. Go to Good Life Guy. You'll find more information. And Pauline, I got to get a copy of Food, Fun, and Love.
I'll get that to you, Guy. No problem.
Oh, man, would you do that? That would be so sweet.
Yeah.
I just...
Completely different, yeah. But it's great. Well,
I can't wait to see that difference.
It's an entertainment book. It's 12 chapters of complete parties, so you'll love it. Yeah, and it's very photo-focused.
And I know that my wife will love it too, because we love to entertain, and people think we're pretty good at it. I never want to be in the catering business. I won't ever compete with you. I don't think I ever could. Pauline, thank you so much for being a part of The Good Life. Best of luck with book sales. I know you don't need luck. The product is perfect. The recipes are great. And wish you great success. Yes. Thanks for being a part
of the show.
Thank
you for this opportunity to share them with me, Guy. Hope to see you again soon. You take care. Have a lovely day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Folks, you gotta get a copy of this book. We're going to give away one right now. You got to give your information to Max. We're getting ready to take a break, and you know what you have to do. It's 316-869-1330. Call now. 316-869-1330. We'll give you a copy of My Culinary Love Story by Pauline Parry. We'll be right back.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.